The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Hello, and welcome again to My Music, the last in the present series. As usual, it's Dennis Norden partnering Ian Wallace and Frank Muir partnering David Franklin. So, David, yours is the first question. Can you please identify the place, the spot on the map?
You want the place?
Yes, please.
Or the nut? Brazil.
Yes, you got that from Pancho Muir next to you, didn't you? Brazil is right for 2 marks, David. Thank you very much. Got us off. Nicely started. Dennis, where's this?
Well, the name of the place, I don't think he's mentioned. It's a little Spanish town upon a night like this.
Yes, namesakes.
Yes.
No.
Granada it isn't, no.
Spain will do. Spain we had in mind for 2 marks. And Ian Wallace's turn.
A little prompting from Monsieur Nordon, and we got that it was Paris.
Yes, the poor people of Paris is right for 2 marks, and Frank Miller's turn.
It happened in Montreux.
Well, it's both a chap and a place, isn't it?
Yes.
Monty Ray.
Monty Ray, yes, that's right. 2 marks. General odds and ends of musical knowledge. For 2 marks, David, what, strictly speaking, please, is a hurdy-gurdy?
Well, I never speak other than strictly.
Good.
A hurdy-gurdy is... It's a thing on a box. It's a thing in a box on a wooden leg. The thing is held upright by a leather strap round the chap's shoulder, and he turns the handle and music comes out.
What's inside the box, though?
Ah, well, it's a different thing. Monkey. No, the monkey's outside, Frank. I was saving the monkey up for last. It's a clincher with Steve. Inside, there's a sort of, there are little sort of metal fingers which go click, click, click as a... I don't know.
Rumble, you sort of... I can't give you this one, I'm afraid, David, because that, I said strictly speaking, and that is absolutely wrong. A hurdy-gurdy is not a barrel organ.
I didn't say it was a barrel organ. I said it was a hurdy-gurdy.
Well, I'll tell you what a hurdy-gurdy really is. It's an instrument dating from the Middle Ages. It really looks not unlike a mandolin. Strings are sounded by a resined wheel, which is turned by a handle, and the player's left hand activates a set of keys, not unlike a typewriter. Mozart wrote for it, and incidentally, I saw one played once in a Paris nightclub. In the year 1000 or thereabouts, it was a church instrument called the organistrum, and it really is not a barrel organ.
Boy, were you wrong.
All right.
Meanwhile, we move on to Dennis Norden. Dennis, your question. Paul Desmond named it, Dave Brubeck made it famous, but as an expression, it has a welcome meaning among musicians, and for that matter, among chorus girls. Can you explain?
Well, now, we have to really... clarify what is welcome to both musicians and chorus girls. Either separately or collectively. I think you must be meaning that thing called Take Five.
Yes, Take Five is correct. Now, why?
Well, Take Five is what the leader of the band says to the other members of the band before they go off for 15 minutes rest.
Yes, that's right, yes. It's what the organ grinder says to his monkey when he can have a rest, isn't it? And it's also the title of a piece by Paul Desmond for the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Why did he call it that? For the other mark.
Well, I presume it was on the fifth take that they got it right.
No.
It was a good presumption, though.
Well, it's a fair presumption, but yes.
Were there some bars in 5/4 time?
Yes, all of them, yes. That's your partner speaking, Dennis, so that's all right. 5 beats in a bar, take 5. 2 marks. Ian, tell me all you know about Boomps the Daisy.
And if necessary, name names.
Well, it's a dance.
Two and boom, Sir Daisy. Tum, 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 boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
Well, that's it. I mean, I know what bumps means. It means a bit of a bump. In probably
cheek to cheek
is right, Dennis.
Part of one's anatomy that is difficult to describe on radio. Without
no, it's
and a daisy is self-explanatory, except when it's oops a daisy, which is when a small child falls over, and you say oops a daisy in the vain hope that it's not going to burst into tears.
It's always vain. All right, there's 2 marks. Frank Muir, what is a jug band?
A jug band?
A jug band.
It's the house orchestra at one of Her Majesty's prisons.
I suppose so.
Am I tepid?
Well, you not really at all in any strict sense. It's a lovely answer. Have you ever heard of a jug band? Or a jug, musically speaking?
I blow over the top of the jug, my
that's more like it, yes.
Fashion delightful partner, as just said.
Yeah, that's good enough for 2 marks. Bands,
washboard
bands, hillbilly bands, and so on, used to feature the jug, used for storing alcoholic drinks, used in bands in place of a tuba or a bass. The player blows a note across the narrow neck of the jug or into it. Songs from the shows. The name of the show, please, and for a second mark, the approximate date of first production. David Franklin.
This is The Merry Widow.
Yes.
Which was put on in London because a show of George Edgeworth's at Daly's had failed.
Yes.
And this was put on as a stopgap and ran and ran and ran. It started before I was born. All of this is hearsay from my mother's knee.
Yes.
But I think it started in 1907.
Well, your mother's knee was very musical, because...
my father often said.
1907 is exactly right for the first London production. Good for you. Also, first produced, of course, before that in Vienna in 1905. 1 mark for Merry Widow, 1 for 1907. Jolly good. Dennis, here's yours.
I've wined and dined on Mulligan stew and never wished for turkey. I've hitched and hiked and drifted too, from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, I miss the bows that fall, and what is twice as sad, I was never at a party where they honored Noel Card.
It's Lady the Tramp, and it comes from Babes in Arms. Yes, it was in Babes in Arms, the original stage production of Babes in Arms, but it wasn't in the film. Actually, Frank Sinatra put it into the film of Pal Joey, but it wasn't in...
Yes, it was also in Words and Music.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
So you can have almost any year you like for one of those three.
Well, the Babes in Arms musical show, Broadway show, would be round about the end of the 30s. So it's about round about 1936, something like that.
37, according to my information. Very good. Came from Babes in Arms, 1937. Two marks there, and Ian's turn. Because, of course, everybody knows that song, Lover.
Yeah.
But few people know what it comes from.
Yeah. Among which I am not numbered.
Well, it's Rodgers and Hart's song, of course. Yeah. It comes from a film called Love Me Tonight. Mm. And can you possibly give me the year? Have a guess. Within 2 years, I'll give it to you.
1938.
No, you're not near enough, I'm afraid. 1932 was the...
That was going to be my second choice.
Too bad. That isn't any marks, I'm afraid. And, Frank, your turn.
Small and white, clean and bright, you look happy to me.
It comes from the sound of music.
Very good, very good.
Which are emerged upon the stages of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Stage of New York.
Yes.
In.
Yes.
1900.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes. You're right.
60?
Yes, it's 1960 in New York. Two marks there. And at the moment, between David Franklin and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden, a tie. Here are some of the most famous melodies composed by, or in one case used by, the most eminent classical composers. The name of the composition, please, for two marks, David.
It's the middle eight of something.
Yes.
I haven't the faintest idea.
Oh, you have?
No.
Oh, you must have the faintest idea. No?
All right. Draw it out of me.
Take five.
Take 50.
I'll draw it out of the audience. What is it? Yes, Beethoven Ninth Symphony, the last movement, the Ode to Joy. Sorry, David.
No. I'll hang me head and shame.
Dennis, what's this called?
What do you do with a hint that says, try the Emperor Concerto? Oh, no. Schubert.
No, but you're not terribly far off as far as years are concerned.
As far as years.
But I didn't give David any help, so I can't give you any help, can I?
No,
it's the last movement of... Does the audience know? Yes, Eine kleine Nachtmusik by Mozart. No marks there either. Ian, can you name this?
Thank you.
obviously, yes, it's the French horn.
Well, I scraped one miserable mark for Tchaikovsky.
Yes.
And, There's a lot of instruments playing, so...
By definition, therefore.
Yes, it's an orchestra, isn't it? Yes.
I thought you were going to say more than that.
It's a symphony.
It's a symphony, yes, it is a symphony. Now, you have something like six to choose from.
Yes, I was thinking that. It's not the pathetic.
No, you didn't mean that. That would be the sixth if you had said that.
The fifth.
You think it's the fifth?
I do. I think it's the fifth.
Two marks. As you replied instantly, Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. E minor, the slow movement. That's right. Frank, this may take you back to your student days, I think.
Not the national anthem. No. my partner here has given me the name of a botanical plant as well. Called the Gaudi Armo Igitur.
Armos.
Oh, Gaudiamus.
Well,
the Academic Festival,
yes.
Overture is its ordinary name.
Used by the composer in the Academic Festival Overture. The composer being.
What?
Brahms, yes.
Brahms,
thank you very much, Frank. And David, you run back your good name after your momentary aberration. Yes, the Academic Festival Overture by Brahms, who used that student song. Two marks there. Now for something quite different. We're going to hear some bugle calls. And for two marks, will you please identify what they're for, what they mean? David Franklin, here's yours. David, before you answer, not very good. Shall we just try once more, please? Yeah, much better.
Yes, very appropriate call.
Appropriate to.
I'm fed up with answering all your operatic questions and things.
Of course, I was an officer.
It wouldn't send you to sleep, would it?
Is that a reveille?
Ah!
that's the wrong sort of reveille. Well, we had a different reveille.
You had a bloke shouting, "Get out of them beds!" Didn't you?
Yeah, but during the Boer War, they changed all these tunes.
Well, you and Lord Raglan may have had something different, essentially. But, in fact, it was reveille, and I will give you two. I think, why not? You came out with the word in the end. Here's one for Dennis.
I can just see my luck if somebody blew that. Everybody running in different directions. I think that is that's called ablutions awash. We didn't have them. I wasn't an officer. I was an LAC only because you couldn't get any lower. I wanted to stay with the lads. I have no idea what that is. It's obviously peremptory, urgent.
Yes.
It's the enemy are upon us, or or naffy up, or we've got WAF here.
Not quite.
It could be the orderly room call. 3581, won't it?
Well, when you reached the dizzy heights of leading aircraftmen, people used to threaten to put you on a 252, wasn't it?
252 was a charge. Oh, was that? Oh, that was.
Well, now.
Defaulters.
Defaulters. Yes, I can help you too, you see. Yes, defaulters. Yeah. Otherwise known as jankers, yes. Yeah. You're right, at last, for two marks. You will call coming up for Mr. Wallace.
As you can see from my fairly ample figure, I know what that one means. That is if one was an officer, dinner is served, sir. Yes. Or come to the cookhouse door or nosh up.
Yes. Grub up. Yes. 2 marks. Frank Muir, what's this?
It's the start of Bugle Call Man.
That's right, for 2 marks. And now we come to the bit where the members of the team sing.
Right. Lock the doors.
Graham Daly, on various instruments, plays various songs, and you, we hope, complete them starting where he leaves off. Every week I say that, starting where he leaves off. You always plunge back to the beginning again. Anyway, where he leaves off, please. All this for 3 marks, and we begin with David Franklin.
Had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. 2, 3, 4. I may roam through land.
No, let me do this on my own. This is one I knew.
No, you spoiled it.
Go home. 3 marks.
You spoiled it.
Nice to have a good sing, isn't it? 3 marks there for all concerned. Dennis's turn.
Oh, I only know 3 lines, isn't it? Catch a falling... I only know that bit. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
For love may come and...
catch it by the tongue. That's a fun. That's a fun.
Well...
Sorry, you're a little difficult to help on that
yes,
one.
Yes.
Difficult to give more than 1 mark to, I think. One. There. Ian, sir.
She's so contrary to other girls I've met, and that is why I love her when brunette has turned to grey.
Now we're done.
Thank you.
And finally, Frank Mills. Mr. Bit.
Here we are again. Happy as can be. All the good pals and jolly good company.
Strolling round the town.
Strolling round the, round the sea. All good pals and a jolly good company. Never mind the weather. Never mind the rain. Oh, all together, up we go again. La-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-dee. All good pals and jolly good company.
Why? Yes. 3 for you there, Frank. And there we end this edition and this series of My Music. It's a win by 1 mark for David Franklin and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Ray. Questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.